I'm Hassan Arizi. I'm a PM for Windows AppDriver, and I'm here to talk to you guys about what's up and new with WinAppDriver.
Wait, so WinAppDriver has been around for what? A year now? 2 years?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years. It actually was first introduced during Build 2016, and since then, okay, we've gone through quite a few iterations.
So what is Windows AppDriver, and why should developers pay attention to it? Why should they care about it?
Great question. The way I like to describe it is that it's no more than just a UI automation service for Windows 10 applications, including WPF, Legacy, Win32, and etc. It enables developers to create great apps. And to do that, we want to make sure that they can test for every scenario. They can automate whatever they want to automate.
So you want to make sure, basically, if I have an app that has several screens, several buttons on it, several little UI functionality, that if I make a quick change, I'm not breaking anything.
Right, and there could be a bunch of scenarios that it wouldn't be feasible for like having people actually sit down and test it manually. Right. This is where WinAppDriver comes in as an UI automation service that enables users to, like you said, perform those scenarios. We talked a little bit about what WinAppDriver is. Now let's talk about what 1.1 is bringing. Preview will give you a flavor of how we're implementing PEN through the Actions API and Action Center.
Okay.
And then with the full release, we'll also bring in multi-touch along with PEN.
Oh, okay, cool.
And this would also allow you to like do your basic pointer actions events like pointer up, pointer down, pointer move, but also bring support for advanced PEN features like pressure, using the barrel button, tilting on the X or Y axes, and implementing
so even
twist.
If you don't have a device that supports PEN, you can fake it with WinAppDriver.
Exactly. So a lot of cool different things you can play around with. And we have samples as well on GitHub demonstrating basic PEN functionality. Say you're developing the next gen paint software and you don't want to test every different solution using like real pens or like different types of pens.
Build a robot that has a pen and does it in different angles. That seems expensive.
That seems very expensive. Thanks to 1.1, like we're hoping that we can enable developers in that situation to actually like simulate all that and automate it through WinAppDriver.
Okay, cool. This is wonderful. I think this is something that developers really, really, really want to know, and they actually have a lot of questions about this. So we'll make sure that have all your information so they can actually reach you.
Yes.
And they can ask you any questions they need. And it would be good to do a second video on this for any questions.
Absolutely.
Just let us know. Comments, Twitter, whatever it is. Let us know.
Love to hear your feedback.
Awesome. Thanks so much.